This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our topic tonight is change. We all know about change. The seasons change, the times, they change. So do strippers and diapers and politicians. When light bulbs burn out, we can change them, alone or with others from our ethnic group, gender, or profession. When the weather turns, we can change clothes. The world spins around the sun, stripping off our vestments and layering them back on as though we were some androgynous plastic doll in the hands of a fickle little girl. When our attitude screws us into the ground, we can change that too. One of the easiest ways to mark change is in ourselves. We chart time by the age of our children and our taste in music. We measure change by the decorations hanging on the wall or the success of our favorite sports teams in some particular year. I still remember events from my childhood based on their proximity to the 1987 and 1991 World Series victories of the Minnesota Twins. And I still recall the sadness when I had to leave my girlfriend behind to go back to college in the winter of 1998, an event made even more horrible because Gary Anderson of the Minnesota Vikings missed the NFC Championship winning field goal. It was so easy, and he missed it. It was the best team we ever had. I eventually married my girlfriend, but nothing could be done about Gary Anderson. Time goes by and we don't just get older, we become new people, different people. The decades of a human lifespan is a canyon that even Evel Knievel can't jump without some serious damage. Not that it ever stopped him. So many things have changed in my life without me even noticing. Until, that is, it came time to do this show. Back in 1991, my friend Mark and I spent an evening listening to Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice, again and again, rewinding the cassette over and over, typing the lyrics onto the black and green screen of his dad's early PC. A few months ago, I found myself searching Google for the lyrics to Ice Baby in order to write a witty tweet. The latter took 5 seconds, but in reflection was somehow more pointless. The meaning of time changed. I once agonized for weeks waiting for a pretty girl from another school to respond to my letter. The other day, her name floated through my Facebook feed like a Burger King bag on a slow river. My feelings had changed. Philosophers have a lot to say about change. You can go back to a guy like in ancient Greece. Heraclitus, thank you, scholarly guy in the back. He said a man can't step in the same... I knew I should have looked that up. A static stand in the same river twice because it's not the same river and he's not the same man. In a paradox, the same guy also said the road up is the same as the road down. It's all a way of saying that change is a matter of perspective. Either we're always changing or we're just looking at the same thing from an ever-changing point of view. Here in northern Minnesota, things are changing, but then again, not so much. Old guys on the corner are hot and bothered about immigrants. They were 100 years ago, too. Some people are doing well and other people aren't. The next election is the most important election. Pick your century. You already know the headlines. What comes next? Well, history teaches us that something familiar will be made new again, and we all go where we've already been. We've got rivers on the Iron Range, too. You can step in them 1,000 different ways. The mine pits, too, though mind that first step, they're a doozy.